This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The 5th Annual Snake Alley Festival of Film will take place at the Capitol Theater in Burlington this weekend. The event provides film fans the opportunity to see dozens of entries in a short amount of time. Director Tad Good says this year's festival will include 96 short films from 17 countries, including one nominated for an Oscar. Good attended the first 3 years of the event as a spectator before being asked to lead the way last year. He says he continued in that role to make sure such an important event remains available for local film fans.
We don't have a lot of big events that bring people in from out of other states, even other countries here in Burlington. It's such a unique opportunity for people to come down and see these films. The only place you can see most of these are small film festivals, and we have several Iowa film festivals, but we're one of the only ones that exclusively show shorts. So I think it's just important because, number one, I love film, and for a small town like Burlington, it's just such a unique thing.
What's the benefit of only showing short films rather than the standards, hour and a half, 2 hours that you would see?
Well, first off, you get to see more. My favorite thing when I first came to the festival was that if you didn't like a film, within 15 to 20 minutes, you're going to get another one. So you're not going to sit through an hour and a half movie that you're not really liking. It also, the format lends to smaller budget independent filmmakers, so they can do more with a shorter amount of time. So we get a huge variety of everything from music videos to documentaries. So
when it comes to the selection, how does a film make it onto the screen here?
We open up for entries at the beginning of each year online, and people submit their films. And I go through and I watch every single one of them, every submission, at least twice, most of them three or four times, probably more. And it's really a process of figuring out how much time do we have and go from there. I judge them on criterias. I go back and forth and through, and I have to start making cuts. And unfortunately, we lose a lot of really great films. I always try to find more room to put in. This year, like I said, we're showing 96, which is a big jump from last year where we showed 70. I just keep finding more time, and eventually I'll probably have to add more days. But the bigger our festival gets, every year we grow a little bit. We get more and more submissions from more and more places. We're getting a bigger name, so we tend to get bigger submissions and better submissions.
Do you get anything that, I mean, as soon as you see it, you're like, wait a second, that's a pretty famous celebrity. I mean, do you get to that point yet? Are you seeing famous celebrities in these types of short films, maybe independent type things?
Oh, yeah. Each year, like I said, we grow a little bit. So the last couple of years, we've had some bigger names. And every year, I'm always sort of surprised. We see some bigger directors and like I said, bigger actors and producers. It's amazing some of these people that do bigger movies will come in and just do these little shorts in between movies. So we do tend to see a lot of more well-known faces. You'll see a lot of those guys in the shorts that you go, where do I know that guy from? You'll see a lot of those people in these short films. So
one or two this year that jumped out to you in terms of people that you'll see?
Yeah, we actually, one of the dramas that we have this year, I'm drawing a blank on her name, but she's going to be starring in Tim Burton's upcoming film here in the fall. And I know Evan Peters is in one of our music videos. We just have some of them. One of our comedies has Pete Holmes, who's a pretty big comedian and just had his own TV show on TBS. We have a lot of that kind of stuff. So
you mentioned that you've watched these two, three, four times. What are a couple of your favorites? What are the ones that you really hope people turn out to see?
This year we have a lot of really good animation shorts. That was a very strong category this year compared to the last couple years. So there's one called Bingo that's really hilarious. I won't give out any of the plot because it's very short, but that plays on Friday night. In that same block, there's one called Second Skin, which is really, really good drama that I really liked. Of course, we have a lot of cool local Iowa films. Russ Fry always provides us with a lot of a history documentary about Burlington, which always opens a lot of people's eyes to something right in the area, and it's cool for people who are out of the town and out of Iowa to come and see a little bit of history, local history.
Any types of awards, any type of recognitions, anything like that you guys do for the weekend?
Oh yeah, Saturday night after the film blocks wrap up, we do a big awards ceremony, and each category gets a winner, and we also have Best of the Fest, which is best overall winner. We have Best Iowa Film, and we have audience choice, so everyone gets to vote in, and then we tally up the scores, and the winner of that gets a nice trophy.
Tad Good is the director of the Snake Alley Festival of Film in Burlington. The event will run Thursday through Saturday at the Capitol Theater. Good says along with the 96 short film screenings, there will be question and answer sessions and a live script reading. He says tickets can be purchased at the door or online, with a ticket for a two-hour block plus a Q&A session costing $7. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.